Hi everybody. Tonight, today we have the chance to talk with Emily Wolf, and sharing things about music. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, and you? My first question is about the collaborations. You have collaborated with a lot of artists over the years. Like the Gaslight Anthem is one of my favorite bands. How do those connections usually happen? Is it mostly while touring?
I'm sorry. Are the connections what? I'm sorry,
While
you cut out for a little.
touring on tour?
So usually touring, you develop pretty deep friendships with people, and it's kind of a natural thing to start writing with other people from the bands that you're touring with, and especially if there's downtime. I think there might be a collaboration on my next on my upcoming record with Brian, so that'll be exciting.
Yeah. And have you played live in France or Europe?
I have played in Europe quite a bit. I haven't played France though, not yet.
And will you get the chance to see you in the future?
Yes, I'm not sure when that will be, but hopefully next year. Planning like a big 2027, so.
Ah, great. And I would like to talk about your music from 2012, 2014. Is that a period you'd rather not revisit? Is it something definitely closed? You don't want to talk about it?
I mean, we can if you want. It's definitely where I started. But my sound has evolved quite a bit from then.
And where can the we find your full catalog?
Full catalog. So some of the earlier stuff isn't available anymore. I have it, in a Dropbox link, but it's not
Personal.
necessarily what I'm wanting to do anymore. So I took it off the internet just because it's not really the lane that I'm trying to go down anymore. But there is like a full, everything else I have is on Spotify and Apple Music.
I didn't find your album from 2012 or 24 on Spotify and Apple Music.
I took them all.
And why do you prefer re releasing singles rather than EP or full albums? Because you edit a lot of singles.
Yeah, that's just been the plan from my label. Because are we still here? Did I lose you?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a yeah.
Here. Huh. Cancel. That's just been a plan for my label. It's kind of like a really long build up for the album release coming up. And we're just trying to build momentum. So with releasing one song at a time.
And about your new single, Lips, what's the message behind it?
The message behind Lips is just comes from like a place of going to get what you want, whether it's a person or you really whatever. It's just, if you want something, go get it. So it's that, and it's kind of a story, like narrative type of picturesque kind of song, and
And about your production, what did you listen as a kid? What are your biggest influences?
Biggest influences, I would say, I think like Queens of the Stone Age is a huge influence. I love really just like guitar heavy rock. I like a lot of female songwriters from the 80s, like Pat Benatar and Linda Ronstadt. And yeah, it's kind of a mix of those things. So, and I grew up listening to a lot of classic rock and Motown and like emo stuff.
Because I've read some people label your music as pop, but for me, it sounds like more like rock, maybe garage, or maybe punk rock, no, sometimes.
Yeah, definitely rock. Yeah, some people have called it pop, but it's structured as pop, but it's definitely rock. So yeah, you're right.
Because today nowadays young people discover music through streaming, but I'm glad to see vinyl and CDs making the comeback. Do you think discovering music on vinyl or CDs give listeners a better sense of sound quality?
Yeah, I think so. I think a listening on a vinyl is a way more intimate experience than, pressing play on your laptop or your phone. And it's I love listening to vinyl, and I like to make dinner and listen to vinyls. And so yeah, I think it's a to me an overall better experience, but today's world is very convenience over anything. So I understand that vinyl does take it takes some effort to listen to, but yeah, I think it's a the best way for sure.
And because sounds on streaming are very compressed, very boom, 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 so it could be better with a CD, too.
Yeah, I agree.
What do you think about the decline of MTV and the lack of promotion for independent artists? Do you think it could ever come back? Because I discover a lot of independent artists watching clips, video clips all night long. And
Yeah. I hope it comes back. I know it probably won't come back in the same way that it was a thing like in the 90s or the early 2000s, but yeah, it's good and bad. Like independent artists like myself definitely have more control over their own careers and the marketing of their own careers, so that's a plus, but there's not often like a big machine, helping run these marketing campaigns like they were. So yeah, I do miss MTV and, pop-up video and the classic music video channel. Like that was always a fun thing for me to watch. It would be cool if it came back though. It'd be kind of a unique new approach, oddly enough. Going, back to the way things were, kind of like how vinyl came, made a huge comeback. And yeah.
If I say that your guitar is a second body, I am right.
Like a hollow, a semi-hollow? Or,
Yes,
oh, second body.
a second body, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's definitely a part of me. Yeah.
And you already have two signature guitars with Epiphone, and could we see one day a production of guitar from you with different collections, different colors, and
I think so. I think so. We're currently in the works for a potential third signature, so that's a yeah, I think so.
And A question about AI. Is it a threat or an opportunity for you?
I don't know if I don't I'm not threatened by it. I feel I use it a lot for like business stuff, and so it's really helpful on that front. For creative stuff, I feel like people can tell when when it's from a person or a robot. So like I'm not threatened by AI in that sense, because I think people can spot, you know, inauthenticity pretty quickly. So not yet.
And where do you find inspiration? Do you have special places to find it?
Yeah, traveling is really inspiring. So when I go on tour, I'm pretty inspired to write songs in my hotel room or wherever I end up. But when I'm at home, I like to be in my little home studio and in my backyard. Yeah.
And after Lips, there will be a new album. So,
Yes.
do you know how many titles will be on it?
Right now I believe that there's 10. I'm not sure of the actual release date, but yeah, so 10.
With duets, with participations.
Yeah, there would be a
Yeah.
couple.
Right. Have you heard Kristen Stewart and Lord Huron's collaboration, Who Loves Last?
I have. I love
Yeah.
it.
And would you ever be interested in acting in a film one day?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'd be any good at it, but I would definitely give it a shot. Yeah, I think so.
That's great. And about your connection with Epiphone and other Gibson brands, is that something very important for you to be connected with a different brand of guitars and material?
Yeah, I feel like Epiphone and Gibson is like such a big part of my career, and they're, I mean, the people who work there are like my family at this point, because I've been working with them for over a decade. And yeah, it's honestly more like a family unit than a brand partnership to me. Because I think I'll always play those guitars. It's just like where I feel at home when I'm playing guitar, and so yeah, that's probably the most important gear relationship that I can think of. So
It's an honor now, I guess.
oh, what was that? Sorry.
It's an honor to participate with some different brands of guitar. This
Yeah,
is something
definitely.
special.
For sure.
And what about young people who maybe discover your music? Is there a an album they should listen before one another?
I would say start with the newest stuff and then work backwards. Yeah.
Because what is the best streaming company to listen your discography?
Probably Apple Music.
Yeah. Because as I said before, I didn't find the complete discography on Spotify and what about the business around your music? Do you think it's fair about the royalties? Sorry.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, I don't I can see both sides, but I also do really wish that, streaming services would compensate artists more, for sure. But at the same time, it is so easy to get people to hear what you're doing and what you're, your music. And so it's a give and take. And as musicians, especially independent ones going up against these big streaming platforms, it's like you gotta kind of pick your battles and what are you gonna, if it has to be that way, like figure out how to
You don't
find.
have control on it. It's a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Because if you don't see, you can see the total of streaming session. But listening of people, I guess. You can see the number of streaming.
Yeah, and that is a plus, like being able to see where your listeners are and how many of them there are, and so there are a lot of like upsides, but I do wish that artists were compensated more fairly. So
And do you play sometimes acoustic guitar too?
no, I only play electric.
Okay. So
Yeah.
you we will never see you on acoustic sessions somewhere.
It would be really, really rare.
Mm.
And I'd probably still play an electric, but maybe one day. But I'm very, I feel much more at home playing an electric guitar.
And you play guitar every day?
I do.
Okay. And what do you see in the future in 10 years? Where do you think you will be?
I think I'll be playing really big shows because I'm gonna make sure that I do. It's if I've noticed that if I want something, I do everything I can to make it happen. So I definitely want to be playing bigger shows. So that's what I'll be doing.
Not in a band.
No, I'll probably just keep doing my solo thing and I do like playing drums for people, so maybe that'll be a side quest, but for the most part, I'll be keeping on track with my solo career.
Yeah, because you play drums, you record your video clips alone. You do everything, in fact.
I do.
This is some things you want to, especially to control everything. Yeah.
Yes, I like having help for sure, but it's important to be able to know what's really going on in your business, and I like to write the parts and have a tight-knit kind of trusted group of people that help me control things, so.
I lost a very good friend of mine 2 years ago, and for him, Eric Clapton was the best guitarist ever. What do you think about it?
I think he's really amazing, For me, he's amazing at guitar. One of the best for sure. To me, I think it's Derek Trucks, but that's just my opinion.
And what about Slash?
Slash is also amazing. Love Slash.
Is that something you appreciate to see bands from the 80s like Guns N' Roses and AC/DC still alive in 2026?
Yeah, it's really cool. That's the dream is just to tour for the rest of your life. So it's cool that they are still doing it,
Def Leppard. And what about the radio? Do you have an easy access to radio stations?
like to listen to or
No, to promote your music.
Yes and no. There's some like local Austin radio stations that I have access to for that, but for the most part, it's kind of tough to get on that circuit. So not quite yet, but sort of.
Because every music is everything to me. I listen to music every day. But about the internet, about people are saying about you, is it something you listen, or you don't care about what people can say about you?
Well, I don't feel like I have much control about over what people say or feel, and so I kind of just don't look, you know. I don't really look at comments or and I don't,
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
engage. Yeah. I just not even the good ones, you know. I just want to keep moving and
Because
so
haters can be tough.
yeah, for
Hard,
sure.
yeah. That could be, it could be a problem.
So yeah, I just avoid.
You said a new album is coming soon, and maybe a live album too.
Maybe. That'd be awesome. I'm not sure what's next after this upcoming album, but I definitely want to do that one day.
Because you're taking a lot of care about the sounds, the settings, and everything. When I saw you in a studio recording.
I do like to kind of play around live, and yeah, it's really fun.
Does it take a long time before the beginning of your work on an album and the finish?
It does. Yeah, it can take a short amount of time, or it can take, 2 years, which is how long this one's taken. And so it just kind of depends. And yeah.
And is it the same for inspiration? Do you find sometimes very easy, very quickly, and sometimes it's harder?
Yeah. It's sometimes it happens really quick, and sometimes there's I have to pull it out of myself and take breaks, and sometimes it comes and sometimes it doesn't.
About your music, what is the message? Is it to be cool listening music, or some things a lot of hidden message?
Yeah, I feel like it's a bit of both. If you're really engaged in listening to the lyrics, the message is, being, I guess, just going and getting what you want, and progressing, and especially the newer stuff is just about like moving forward and being authentically yourself. So, yeah.
Because when I listen your eponymous album from 12 and 19, I thought sometimes a kind of blues, and after that I say no, it's very different. Each song is very different, no?
Yeah, each song is very different. The new stuff is definitely more streamlined and kind of one lane, but yeah, no, you're right.
And is there some words to explain the relation between men and women, or not? This is not a subject for you.
Not really. It's kind of more just person to person. Yeah.
Because today, relations between men and women are complicated.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
There is a lot of movements and on the socials, and sometimes it's me as a man, I can't find my place, you know.
Yeah, it's tough, especially online. But yeah, I like to kind of find my place in music, in playing music, so.
And what about your relation of with Gaslight and Tem? You like their music?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. For sure.
And their songs are very melancholic, very sad sometimes, no?
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
But there is hope after all.
Yeah, definitely. Always, always hope.
So, I thank you very much for your answers. It was cool. As I said before, I really like your music. I listen it during the last week, and I like the song LA, New York, too.
Awesome.
Great song, yes. I
Thank
think
you.
this is a very pushy song, and if I said you could be Paris, or you could be Nice too. Do you like France?
Yeah, I do. I've never played there, but yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And last question about your president. Times are tough actually in the US. Your president is very special, and I saw Kid Rock during a show at the White House. Is this something you like?
No.
To see this kind of artist playing at the White House. This is special,
No.
no? Yeah.
Very no. Not a fan of my president, not a fan of Kid Rock.
He's a
Bad.
fanatic. He's a fanatic of USA.
Is what was it? What's the question? Sorry.
Kid Rock is a fanatic of the USA flag.
He's definitely not representative of the good parts of America, I'll say that. So, yeah.
I really like an artist like John Mellencamp too. And do you like his songs?
Yeah, for sure.
And the things I like is that he's stay in the business for 40 years now.
Yeah, no, he's a legend.
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that the kind of hits you listen some days?
Sorry, how do you mean?
About John Mellencamp, do you listen his songs some days during the
Yeah,
week?
sometimes.
Or,
Yeah.
So last question, what do you want to say to your fan finally after that?
Just thank you for listening and yeah, come out to the shows. And that's kind of it. Thank you so much for listening and I'm grateful.
Okay. So I thank you again for your time and your patience. I guess French fan will enjoy it, and maybe we will talk another time in the future.
Yeah.
I wish you the best
Likewise.
because you are the beginning of your career.
Yeah. The new beginning, I'd say. Yeah.
But you made the good choice, the good choice with good artists, good participations.
Thanks. Yeah.
This is
Yeah.
a good start, a good beginning. So I wish you the best, and
Thank
hope
you.
to talk to you and with you in the future. So
Likewise. Thank you so much.
have a nice day because you are on the West Coast, I guess, today, now.
Texas,
East.
so right in the
Yeah.
middle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have a nice day and talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.